over to you guys. So, I have a feeling I'm not in Microsoft Land anymore since there's another logo on the cube wall here.
There is.
So who are you?
There's been no acquisition. I'm Jason Schellen. I'm a product manager here at Google, and I used to be with Pyra Labs, and then Googlebot Blogger, and here I am.
And you're here with the team?
I'm here with Jason Goldman, Biz Stone,
yes.
Eileen Rodriguez.
That's
Eileen.
She's
Eileen
Rodriguez.
Yeah.
She's Eileen.
Jason Goldman. And
Eric Hicks. Hello.
You're black again because you're monitor. There you go. I told you I'm not professional,
he's
right?
A chameleon.
And I don't even have my tripod here, so it's a little shaky cam today.
But
So why am I here? Why is a Microsoft, you know, videographer here at Google?
Videographer.
Or video or blogger, blogger or video whatever blogger. You want to call it. You
know? Caster of some sort.
I got the Blog Addict shirt on.
Nice. So. Well, you're here because I think we invited you. Did we?
Yep. I snuck past the security guard.
Someone check on that.
I had to run fast.
because
you were serving us with a subpoena.
Oh.
Good legal joke.
See, this gets past the review.
Right. So the reason you're here, Robert, is because we've been working on a little something called Blogger for Word.
Yep.
It's an add-in that we developed. We've been talking to Microsoft. We've been talking internally about this for a while. And it seemed like it was a good idea. It passed the test This would be an interesting thing to put out there in the world.
Okay.
Actually, Jason Goldman and I went to the Democratic National Convention in, not this July, but last July, and we got to see sort of the blogger alley and all these people using their laptops to post reports directly from the convention floor. And a lot of them were using Microsoft Word, and it looked like this horrible multi-step process where they were writing their posts and, you know, spell checking it, grammar checking it, getting the auto correction thing going, all the niceties of Microsoft Word. But then they were copying and pasting it into their Blogger account or whatever, and it did not look like any fun. It looked like, hey, it would be nice if you could make that round trip happen directly within Word. So that got us thinking about, well, how would we do this? How would we make this into a really nice experience for everyone? And maybe along the way, get some more Blogger users because it is very easy to use. In fact, I'll show you a couple features here.
Yep.
Let's take a look at the add-in.
Cool. So, by the way, on the screen behind you is actual blogs being posted on Blogger.
That's right. This is things that are using our Blogger images upload within the upload button within Blogger,
cool.
And
yeah,
those are being posted live.
Cool.
Yeah. And you want to see that? Here we go. These are live posts going in. Some of them are photos, some of them are just text.
Some of them are comments.
All of them controversial. Indeed it was. Oh, that's nice. I don't believe
cool.
They took that photo. Okay, so let's take a quick look at Blogger for Word.
So you have Microsoft Word here.
I have Microsoft Word here.
You guys actually use Microsoft products here at Google?
This is one of those.
Only for the purposes of this video.
You've seen our Google toolbar.
Yep.
Works in IE.
And Google Earth works on
IE6,
Windows.
At least.
Yep. Google Earth is on Windows.
Google Earth is on Windows. Picasa is on Windows.
There are lots of
nice things for Windows.
Yep.
It turns out a couple people use Windows.
Just a couple, though.
So let me show you the add-in. I don't know if you can see that. It says Blogger Settings,
yep.
Open Post, Save as Draft, and Publish.
Yep.
So let me show you what those do. So really quick, this toolbar, or this add-in, you're looking at me instead of this.
Well, you're talking.
You want to see this.
Okay.
Well, I'll narrate. So if you hit Blogger Settings, what comes up here is... Let me post live to Schellen.com, actually, so I'll enter my... credentials for that machine. Hang on. There we go. So you get a couple settings. Remember username and password. You can sign up for an account within the application. Show the toolbar on startup or automatically generate a title for new posts. All fairly standard things within Blogger as well. In a nice about tab. Once you've entered your username and pass, then you can type whatever you like in Word. And let's run a little slow. Nice. This even happens to Gates, so I don't feel too.
Yeah.
I was at Comdex 98.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. So, I'm going to go ahead and say publish.
Yep.
And I'm going to say live demo for Scoble of Logger for Word.
Yep.
And I'm going to send it right up there to Shellen.com.
Okay.
That's my blog that I had created already. Anyway, I can click there to view the posts on the web.
Okay.
And I'll pull it up. There we go. There it is, live on the web.
Wow.
And if I wanted to edit that, I could go back to Word. And, whoops. I forgot a link to our new add-in. There we go, and if I right-click, do all the nice things like add a hyperlink. Let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. I'm being told that
the Google blog.
The Google blog has just been updated with my post as well. Logger4word.html. Okay, and then if I say publish again, I get a choice of either updating that post or creating a new post.
Okay.
And I'm going to just update that one, and there I go. It's been posted live up there.
That's
there we
awesome.
Go. Download
now,
it here.
How's the HTML on this stuff? Because sometimes when I've done sites in the past, we're put some crust into the HTML.
Right, so we tried to minimize cruft. So actually that's one of the nicer things, and a lot of the hard work that went into that add-in was that when you send something out of Word, it trims out all of that. There's extra CSS and all sorts of things. That, when it's sent to Blogger, just looks like standard HTML. When it's pulled back in via the API, I can show you what it looks like if I were to pull up an older post. Let's go back to Word. I'm going to open a post.
Okay.
And then you see I have a choice of, like, I was working on a post there called Blogger for Word. Scoble, Google's Internet. There we go. I'm going to open that one, and it will pull it into Word, and I can edit a post that's already been been edited. So let me show you another kind of cool feature that I'm proud of in this, and that's that if you have a document that you don't want published, you can still save it as a draft.
Yeah.
And then you sort of have online document storage. I don't necessarily have to store it with that blog. I could associate it with any of my blogs. But I send it, and it just says your post was successfully uploaded.
Yeah.
And there it is. It's just stored on the server. So you kind of have online document storage for Word,
right.
Without necessarily needing to be a public blogger. So that's just sort of a free service that you get along with using Blogger. And at any time, if you want to finely tune these things, save it as a draft multiple times, and go back and publish that live. You can always do that as well with this.
How do I get the download, first of all? What's
the URL? If you go to buzz.blogger.com, there's a post up right now, or blogger.com later.
And we'll link to it from the
video. I have a link to it, but it's actually buzz.blogger.com/bloggerforword.html.
Okay.
So, but anyway, Buzz will have a
link. And how big
to
it. Is it? How big
it's,
a download
it's
is it?
It's 2 meg.
Okay.
You know, it takes a couple minutes if you're on dial-up.
Cool.
But other than that, it's very fast and should be an easy install. We have full-time support staff if there are any questions.
What languages did you use?
This is sort of a U.S. launch, so it's primarily English, but...
I'm sorry, what programming language is the U.S.?
What did we use to
build
create
it.
This? We actually worked with an outside company to do this.
Okay.
I believe it's in VB6.
Really?
Yes, because we wanted to maintain backwards compatibility with Windows 2000 and Word 2000, so That also means that we didn't get to put in a couple of neat features, but as you can see, it's very simple and powerful, so that's sort of what we wanted to maintain. And again, you can bold, italicize, bulleted lists, numbered lists, things like that, but if you have embedded a audio or video or something like that, it does.
How about advanced features, a word like tables or something like that?
Tables, in this version, I won't as well because we were trying to maintain compatibility with Windows 2000.
Okay. And can I get to the HTML underneath it?
You can. Actually, that's one of the settings. You can say preview HTML before sending, and then you can send extra HTML with it.
Okay. Anything else I need to know about it?
Not really. It's pretty simple.
Pretty simple. I
will say this, that some of the most fun I've had with it is when I've used some like large documents, like college term paper or something large that maybe I wouldn't have taken the time to craft as a blog post.
Yeah.
But now that it has a living URL, I mean, we've tried it with documents that are 15, 16 pages long. It works pretty well. Yeah. So it's nice to have those up on the web.
Well, thank
you. In a nicely formatted fashion.
Thanks for inviting me up to see this. It's really
no
cool
problem.
Stuff.
And, good having you out here.
Thanks for using Word inside Blogger.
So no problem.
Two companies can get together and create something
you
great
bet.
For users. So.
You bet. Should I mention that if you are a Mac developer and you'd like to develop a version of this for the Macintosh for Word, please talk to me.
Hey, we have a Mac division right up the street here.
There you go. Maybe just need to hop in the car.